Allosaurus was really the first of the truly big meat-eating dinosaurs that was found and was known from fairly complete remains. It was the Tyrannosaurus Rex before there was a Tyrannosaurus Rex, both in terms of geological time and its discovery.
Powerfully muscled, Allosaurus was able to hunt huge herbivores like the two-ton Stegosaurus.
Allosaurus, in its time, was the top predator. It was a combination of a lot of really useful traits for a predator. It had powerful jaws with pretty sharp teeth. It had large claws on its hand, which were very useful for gripping and tearing. So it combined a lot of useful traits as a hunter.
Allosaurus has got relatively long arms for a big predatory dinosaur. Most predators have these little arms, and they're not very effective weapons, but Allosaurus is different. He's got three enormous claws on each hand, and listen, you don't have big claws to play the piano. You have big claws to rip somebody's head off.
I think another way to look at Allosaurus is if you would take a wolf and make it into a two-ton animal, put it on two legs, put Edward Scissorhands-like arms on it with giant claws, and then maybe put the skull of an alligator on top of that chimera animal. Allosaurus was a fast, strong, ferocious beast.
It stood about 3 meters tall, measured nearly 12 meters in length, and weighed up to 4 tons, making Allosaurus one of the biggest meat eaters of its time.
The reason why Allosaurus and other dinosaurs were able to grow so big is because the oxygen levels were much higher back then than they are today. And so dinosaurs were able to extract oxygen without much effort, and therefore they could carry a heavier load and live more active lives even though they were huge.
During the late Jurassic period, oxygen levels have been estimated to be as high as 35%. Higher than our current 21% oxygen level, making life much easier for the larger dinosaurs.
So how on earth could anyone know what the oxygen level was 1 million years ago?